Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is April 28th, 2025. Welcome to everybody watching in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. We got a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot going on, kind of simultaneously in a way, or basically one after the other, like dominoes. And so we're going to get into that here in a moment. So welcome to everybody jumping in. Yes, please like and subscribe. We would very much appreciate that. I see people coming in from Rhode Island, from Texas. Oh, let's see, Florida, North Carolina, Fresno, North Dakota, Oklahoma, the Netherlands. Hello to our friends in the Netherlands and our international audience that is now coming in. Panama. Hello to those of you watching us in Panama. We're very happy to have you with us. Iowa, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland. Let's see, Wisconsin, UK. Hello to our friends across the pond, the UK, and in Auckland, New Zealand. Hello, hello. We're so glad to have you with us. Ireland, I just saw come in as well. And hello, hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I just saw France come in as well. So we've got quite a few European nations and nations across the earth coming in. We're very happy to have you with us. I also saw New Jersey. We'll be announcing that probably next week, but I am coming to New Jersey later on in May. I think we're just finalizing that, but we will announce that. So we have a lot to talk about. We have entered a very fiery window between Passover and Pentecost. There is a lot happening. There is reason to believe some things that are coming that we're going to get into. So we're going to open up in prayer. If you could share this, we would very much appreciate it. And then we're going to prophetically dive in to all of these things that we see happening right now within certain nations of the earth. And we are going to talk a little more about what is going on at the Vatican also, because there is something I want to point out that came out in 2024 that we will get into that was pointing at what we're seeing now. So we're going to get into that as well. So let's just open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord, and then we'll get started for tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned, Lord, and fallen short. Father, we praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge that your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to the earth. He was the Passover lamb. He was the word, became flesh. He dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He willingly came to the earth to die. He purchased us with the highest price, the shedding of his own blood. He paid the debt in full at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, I praise you, Father God, that you so loved the world, you sent your one and only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And we praise you, Father God, that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation at Calvary when he said, "It is finished." He defeated hell, death, and the grave. He rose again miraculously in 3 days. He ascended back into heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing, day and night, Father God, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place, Father God. We welcome your presence in, Lord. Let your presence, the weight of your glory, your power, Father God, mightily move and come forth, Father God, that the Holy Spirit would go forth, Father God, and be the counselor and minister to those watching, Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to fill this place, to surround this property, Father God, as we go forth tonight. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you fill me and our team with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, order our steps, order my words tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Father God, and our team the humble privilege, Lord, of being servants of your power. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in and we praise you for the privilege, Father God, to hear your word. We praise you, Father God, for the privilege, Father God, that you have given us on this earth, Father, of serving you, Lord. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, attempt, communication, counter offensive, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, and sabotage in that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, willing hosts of the enemy, we command in the name of Jesus Christ, those be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless. Their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the fire of God, every arrow of the enemy destroyed right now. And it casts back to the pits, dry places, and areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because you breathed your spirit into the dust of the earth and man came forth, Father. And we praise you that every breath belongs to you. The word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. You are on the highest throne. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth is your footstool. Your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God. And we praise you. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. We pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Welcome to those who were jumping in during prayer. We are going to get into quite a bit tonight. So hang on here. There's a lot to go over because we have entered a very fiery window. So we had a period between Purim and Passover that we entered that was quite volatile. And then on the second night of Passover, we entered a second window. We entered the window between Passover and Pentecost, which is a 50-day period. It has to do with Shavuot, too, where the Jews received the law at Mount Sinai. And so we entered that window. Now, 50 on the Jewish calendar has to do with the Jubilee. So the fact this is a 50-day window, it's sort of a more concentrated form of that. And so the 50-day window comes from Leviticus. And I'm going to tell you where it is. It's Leviticus 23, verses 15 through 16. And it says, you shall count from the eve of the second day of Pesach, Passover, when an omer of grain is to be brought as an offering. 7 complete weeks. The day after the 7th week of your counting will make 50 days, and you shall present a new meal offering to God. So the significance of the counting of the Omer lies in its dual connection because it has an agricultural cycle and then the spiritual journey, okay, between Passover and Shavuot or Passover and Pentecost, marking a period that has quite a bit of anticipation and spiritual preparation, right, for when they received the law. And for the New Testament, it's when Pentecost came and the 120 were in the upper room together and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, came to the earth and tongues of fire appeared. What appeared and looked like tongues of fire above those in that room. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. From that day forward, the Holy Spirit was on the earth. So Shavuot this year, which is the Jews receiving the law at Sinai, begins June 1st and ends June 3rd. Now Pentecost this year is June 8th, which is interesting. It's interesting it's June 8th because during Passover, right, and Easter Monday is when the Pope died at 88 years old. And this year, it's June 8th that Pentecost falls. So we have within this window between Passover and Pentecost, we have the Pope's death, right? The Pope's funeral. Trump meets with Zelensky at the Vatican. I find that very telling. Within this window as well, a new Pope will be chosen. And there was an enormous explosion at a major Iranian port involving materials to make missiles. And I'm just scratching the surface here with some of this. So all of this within this window happened. So it was a volatile window between Purim and Passover. Now we've entered a fiery window between Passover and Pentecost. And we're going to get into each of these, as well as a few more things that we need to talk about that are happening, that the enemy always tries to counterfeit what God does, what God speaks, what's in God's word. He's always attempting to counterfeit it. And we'll get into that as well, because the enemy will try to announce in some way what he will do, what the kingdom of darkness will attempt to do before it happens. That happens a lot. And with what happened with the Pope Francis passing away on Passover and Easter Monday, I want to point something out that happened. And I'm going to take you back to October 25th, 2024, because like I said, the enemy will always try to announce and get ahead in some way of what he attempts to do. October 25th, 2024, the movie Conclave comes out. Now, the Conclave is when they gather to actually pick a new pope. That's what it's called, the Conclave. So that end of October 2024, right before the election in our nation, all right, it was a week or so before the election, a little longer than that, probably about 10 days or so before the election, the movie Conclave comes out, which is the same month as Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, the Day of Atonement. This movie comes out 12 days after the end of Yom Kippur. Well, Pope Francis happened to be Pope for 12 years when he passed on Passover. So this movie comes out, same month as Yom Kippur, about 10 days before our election, the Conclave. And let me just read this to you, because it's a good indication of some of the things that we're about to see happen. So it says, when Cardinal Lawrence is tasked with leading one of the world's most secretive and ancient events, selecting a new pope, he finds himself at the center of a web of conspiracies and intrigue that could shake the very foundation of the Catholic Church. Following the sudden death of the Pope, the College of Cardinals convenes in the Vatican to elect his successor. Cardinal Thomas Lawrence, the Dean of the College, oversees the conclave, which quickly becomes fraught with political maneuvering and personal secrets. So remember that. Political maneuvering, personal secrets. As the voting progresses, several leading candidates are eliminated due to emerging scandals. Political maneuvering, personal secrets, emerging scandals. Amidst this turmoil, Cardinal Vincent Benitez, an obscure figure, secretly appointed by the late Pope, gains unexpected support. After a terrorist attack near the Vatican, so expect one of those, I would say, because the fact that these things happen and come out like this is by no accident. After a terrorist attack near the Vatican, Benitez delivers a compelling speech advocating for peace and inclusivity, contrasting sharply with the hardline stances of other candidates. His message resonates with the cardinals, leading to his election at the new pope taking the name Innocent the 16th. Now, I'm going to go on in a moment here, but this reminds me of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3. While they are saying peace and safety, then in a moment, destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains on a woman with child, and they will absolutely not escape. And in parentheses, it says, for there will be no way to escape the judgment of the Lord. peace and inclusivity. Okay, this is what's in the movie. Now it goes on. In a private conversation before his public introduction, Benitez, by the way, that's a Hispanic name. So just keep that in mind too. Benitez is a Hispanic name. Reveals to Lawrence that he is intersex. A fact known and accepted by the late Pope, Lawrence chooses to protect his secret, finding renewed faith in the church's capacity for compassion and change. Now, this is the synopsis of this movie that happened to just come out in October of 2024 before our election in November, December, January, February, March, 6 months, almost to the day of the Pope's death. Okay, this comes out 6 months almost to the day of Pope Francis's death. Now, I want to point some other things out to you. This is what they want to do. You see, it brings the LGBTQ plus transgender agenda in, brings it in to a movie, puts it out to the masses, combines it with the Catholic Church, right? This is what goes on. Now, but remember the sign of the times. The new Pope that will be chosen is going to be a sign of the times to come. So just keep that in mind, because this is going to start May 7th, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. Why choose the name Innocent the 16th? In the movie as the Pope. Now, were there other popes named Innocent? Yes, there were a couple. But the enemy will always try and label something the opposite of what it is. So he wants to make you believe this is innocent. Oh, this is pure. What they're doing is pure here in this conclave. Who they've selected is pure and innocent, although he's hiding a horrific secret. Because the enemy will always try to make you believe the opposite of what he's doing. And so the person that wrote this script, I'm going to connect this for you, and you're going to see this because it's very interesting. His name is Peter Straughan. Okay, Straughan. He's a British playwright, screenwriter, and author. He won the Academy Award for this, for Best Adapted Screenplay for Conclave. He won the Academy Award for this in 2024. Now, this man did a movie called The Men Who Stare at Goats. Now, I'm going to connect this for you in a minute. This movie has to do with a reporter named Bob Wilton, who works for the Daily Telegram, and he leaves... his wife leaves him apparently for the editor, and he flies to Kuwait then to prove himself and report on the Iraq war. He stumbled on a story of a lifetime when he meets retired U.S. Army Special Forces operator Lynn Cassidy, who claims he was part of a unit called the New Earth Army, training psychic spies in paraphysiological skills, including invisibility, remote viewing, and phasing. So the man that wrote this movie, The Conclave, wrote a movie about the military engaging in psychic and occultic powers in order to try to win a war. Utilizing psychic powers, powers of the occult, to try to win a war. This is the man that also wrote the movie Conclave. Is this an accident? No, it's not. Because when it comes to the occult, when it comes to the kingdom of darkness, this is how it maneuvers its way in. This is how it opens up certain doors and maneuver its way in. Now, back in November 2018, I'll say this as well. The Lord had given me a dream and he took me under the Vatican. And we have this on our archive blog. The Lord had given me a dream. He took me under the Vatican. There was a bunch of catacombs and underground tunnels, and there were witches, warlocks, court jesters, and every unclean thing in this dream. And actually, one of the witches was disappearing and reappearing, could make themselves invisible, and tried to grab me, and a force that had to have been Almighty God threw them literally off of me when they tried to grab my foot when I was being navigated through this area. But it's no mistake that this man who wrote this screenplay about psychic powers in the military suddenly now happens to write in late 2024, the screenplay about the Pope suddenly dying and them having to have a conclave and there being all sorts of scandal trying to select a new Pope. These are no accident that these things happen. So basically, May 7th, this will begin, but what's going to happen, I guess, is that within 15 days of the Pope's funeral, and we do have an article from CBS News about this, May 7th, they will begin the conclave to choose his successor. That's when it begins. Now, interestingly enough, they're going to pick the 267th Bishop of Rome, better known as the Pope, right? Well, 26 plus 7 happens to equal 33. Somehow that's going to come into play, but I just figured I'd put that there as a side note. Now, May 7th, this begins. I'm going to point something out. I'm going to give you a target date. May 12th, which is the month of Iyar on the Jewish calendar, in the year 5785, right? 5785. 5-7, May 7th, is the date the conclave begins. I would watch around May 12th, 5 days after the conclave begins, because May 12th is the date of the second Passover. Because Pope Francis died during Passover, right? May 12th, 5 days after the conclave is set to begin, is the second Passover. It's the Passover that was appointed for those who could not partake of the first Passover because somehow they were unclean. So do I think this is a coincidence? No, I don't. I would watch May 12th for that target date. I would watch right around there. It might be May 11th, but I'm just saying watch around that for a target date because it is no accident that he passed on Passover. And now the second Passover happens to be eerily close to the selecting of the new Pope. So I would just keep in mind that as we go forward here, because something's up with that. Something, just the way they have stacked this and they have put this together, something is up with that. So we have that developing, right? We have that developing. Who they choose is going to definitely be a sign of the times and what we are entering. And so I would keep in mind, too, that it's in the month of Iyar and that they are choosing a new pope within the fifth. Think about this one for a minute, because this is rare to happen. Within the 50-day window between Passover and Pentecost, the pope dies and a new pope will be chosen. Two popes. Within that 50-day window between Passover and Pentecost, that is no accident either. You have one pope dying, one pope being selected within that fiery window. You also have May 12th, which is the second Passover, which is 5 days, and when we're in the year 5785, double fives, 5 days after the conclave begins. So just keep all this in mind as we're going forward. Now, as this is developing, something else is going on now that I was alerted to yesterday. The New York Times, and we're going to play Benny Johnson here for a minute because he breaks this down, put out a bombshell article about what happened January 29th, 2025 with the American Airlines, American Eagle, and the Black Hawk helicopter colliding at Reagan International Airport. So let's play the clip. I'll tell them when to stop our team, but we're going to play, we're going to listen. Because the article is over 5,000 words long, I believe, first of all. It's something crazy like that. It's a long, long article. But secondly, this is broken down quite well. So let's play it.
says Benny, we finally know the truth about this event, the slaughter of 67 innocent souls above the skies of our nation's capital, just 1 week after President Trump was sworn into office, and it's worse than you can possibly imagine. New reporting has finally confirmed our darkest suspicions on this channel, and it is this. That Rebecca Lobach, this pilot right here, you can see serving Joe Biden inside of the White House with Alex Soros sitting right
there. Soros
was 100% responsible and may well have done this on purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, this is according to a brand new New York Times article. You can see here, this article is 5,000 words long, and it goes into extraordinary, excruciating detail of this event. Let's jump in really quickly to two things that you have to see right now. The helicopter path flew directly at the commercial airline. The commercial airliner path was an approved path to land on this runway. The commercial airliner did nothing wrong. The Army helicopter seemingly on purpose attacked this aircraft. There's no other explanation. And I'm going to get into more detail as to how and why we know that right here. Missteps, equipment problems, and a common but risky practice led to fatal crash. This is the New York Times breaking this all down. But ladies and gentlemen, let's just jump right into the brass tacks. Rebecca Lobach was not training correctly. She was not flying the helicopter correctly. She was not listening to orders. She did not listen to the radio control tower. She didn't listen to her co-pilots. And she was effectively targeting a commercial aircraft. That is what we now know. And that is what has been confirmed by this article.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, yes, he did a very good job of breaking that down. Now, this originally happened January 29th, 2025. That date equals 9/11. 2 plus 9 equals 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 equals 9. 9/11. So the date of this crash actually equals 9/11, and it happened to be American Airlines involved, which was originally involved in 9/11 in 2001, which also happened to be a Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. So Shemitah year happens every 7 years. Very serious world events are known to happen on Shemitah years. It takes seven Shemitahs to make a Jubilee, 50 years. So you could go read the New York Times article because it is 5,000 words long, and it does go into great detail about what happened. But I will tell you something else very interesting about this. You have an American Eagle. American Airlines plane being taken out by a Black Hawk helicopter. I'm going to tell you something very interesting. Do you know in nature, hawks will engage in aerial battles with eagles for territory? That is a true fact of nature. This is an American Airlines, American Eagle plane being hit and engaged with aerially, right, in the air by a Black Hawk helicopter. And in nature, hawks will engage in aerial battles with eagles for territory. That is not a coincidence that that happened that way. Now, the image of the flight path that Benny showed. Remember I told you to remember the number 313, right? Because the plane, the American Airlines plane, was at 313 feet when this happened. Do you know Purim this year began on 313? Do you know Purim this year? Decrees of destruction. And then a reversal began on March 13th, and that American Airlines plane, when it was hit, thank you very much, was at 313 feet. That is not a mistake either. You see, this is how the kingdom of darkness works. And if you get to know what their hallmarks are, you can spot their handiwork when they're at it doing horrific things that they shouldn't be doing. And so, and using hosts that have given themselves over to be used by tools by them. So the plane was at 313 feet and Purim, having to do with the Book of Esther, decrees of destruction, and then them being reversed, happened to be on 313 this year. Also, interestingly enough, the American Airlines flight departed at 6:39 p.m. right? Which, by the way, if you add 6 and 39, it happens to equal 45, but that's just a side note there. It was 6 minutes later, after the 6 o'clock takeoff of this plane, another six minutes later, the Black Hawk helicopter takes off. And then you're coming into runway 33. 3 plus 3 is 6, right? You have, in a way, a pattern of sixes throughout this entire event that has happened on top of the pattern having to do with Purim. So this bombshell article now comes out within the 50-day window between Passover and Pentecost, this very fiery window. And so this is when this article has now come out. There's more to come on this. This is just the beginning of this, but I'm going to point something else out to you to keep in mind. This happened at Reagan. Another incident happened at Reagan. I understand Reagan is one of the busiest airports in the country, but Reagan, his first year in office, was wounded in an assassination attempt. I want you to keep that in mind, that this incident happened at Reagan, and Reagan, his first year in office, there was an assassination attempt that wounded him. Keep that in mind, because that's the goal. That's the goal. That's the target, right? That's what they're trying to put out there right now. So just keep that in mind as well, and pray and intercede as we go forth, because it's a very dangerous game of Russian roulette that's being played. It's a very cloak and dagger sort of game that is being played right now. And, you know, it comes to a point where they end up causing a backdraft. It ends up being a backdraft because they open a door and available oxygen gets in, and then boom. And so we have seen this more than once. In fact, June 8th, 2024, from Detroit at Reawaken America, I gave the political backdraft word from Michigan. And so this is something to watch as well. This is not done. This is just the beginning of what they're going to find out. You had that woman standing in a shot with George Soros's son, standing there with Joe Biden. Just think about that combination for a minute, because that's who was in the shot together. The helicopter pilot who steered the helicopter right into the plane, Joe Biden, and then you've got Alex Soros, George Soros's son, standing in the same shot as her. Is that a coincidence? No, it's not. So keep that in mind, because this is going to go deeper. This is just the beginning. This is going to go way deeper by the end of this. So, but the fact that that date equaled 9/11, Trump's own presidency is equal 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11. This is going to be a theme, I believe, throughout the 4 years of his presidency, including the whole unredacted, unadulterated truth about 9/11 and what really happened, completely coming out in this season. I believe that's why his presidency is equal 9/11 also. Okay, so now something else. So we've looked at Italy and the Vatican, right? We've looked at this article coming out here in the U.S. about what happened. We're going to go to England for a moment here, because there is some crazy things happening in England that could affect the entire earth. So we're going to put up the article. We have prophecy having to do with this, actually. If you like Pop-Tarts and Betty Crocker, they're up there too, and you can go shopping for those if you like. But the Daily Mail came out with an exclusive. Bill Gates' back plan to block the sun and reverse global warming. Silicon Valley elites are throwing their financial weight behind a controversial scheme to fight climate change, worldwide weather modification. One of the new VC-funded startups, Make Sunsets, has already launched balloons over Baja, Mexico, releasing sunlight-reflecting aerosols into the Earth's stratosphere. The firm's concept, cooling Earth by bouncing sunlight back into space via sulfate aerosols, is not new. In fact, it's one of the many exotic ideas now actively funded by Microsoft founder Bill Gates and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. That's the one Elon Musk is in the fight with, I believe. Okay. And others in big tech. Researchers across academia, government, and even global insurance agencies have warned of unintended consequences like regional droughts, crop failures, and shifts to the Atlantic jet stream, which could drag hurricanes and tropical diseases, which is exactly what they want, north. So I'm going to read Joel chapter 2, verses 30 through 32 first, because it makes me think of this when I hear things like this. And the Lord, in Joel chapter 2, verse 30 through 32, it says, I will show signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come about that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape, as the Lord has said, even among the remnant whom the Lord calls. So the enemy always tries to get ahead and counterfeit what the Lord does. So this is why you see this happening. You suddenly see Bill Gates and the band of merry crazies wanting to block the sun, wanting to dim it, wanting to play God and dim the sun, which could have catastrophic consequences on crops, with weather, which is exactly what they want, you see. So now they have come up with this, and this is where I think they've gone too far, and you're going to see the Lord put them back in their place, because trying to play God and dim the sun, you didn't create the sun, so therefore you're not going to dim the sun. And so we had a blood moon this year, right, on Purim, and there's a blood moon next year on Purim, right? Two Purims, both marked by blood moons. And then in the same year, so the moon, you have a blood moon, and in the same year, they want to darken the sun. Why? Because the enemy tries to counterfeit the word of God, get ahead of it in order to try to put forth their agenda and basically disrupt. Disrupt, divide, steal, kill, and destroy. So isn't it interesting, in the same year, you have the moon, blood moon, and you have this dimming, the darkness of the sun. And so this is by no accident that they're trying to get ahead of this, and they're doing this the way they're doing it. Actually, Nahum chapter 3, verse 13 says, behold, your people are as weak and helpless, women in your midst. The gates of your land are open wide to your enemies. Oh, England, the gates to your land are open wide to your enemies. Fire consumes the bars across your gates. That's what's going to happen for them doing this. I want you to remember the second part of that. Fire consumes, because God is a consuming fire, consumes the bars across your gates. You've opened the gates of your land. Are open wide to your enemies now. And fire consumes the bars across your gates. England is playing with fire by allowing something right this. Truly right now, in every sense of the word. Watch. They have opened the gates wide to their enemies. And you're going to see something come of that. Because this is attempting to play God. And when you attempt to play God and challenge God, well, we saw what he did to Lucifer, didn't we? He threw him down as fast as lightning from heaven and put that rebellion down real fast. How much faster would he deal with man? So something has been set in motion from this when it comes to Bill Gates. Just watch, because this is stepping into very egregious territory. So I want to read to you some words here. First one is from June 16th, 2020, almost 5 years ago now, this word was put out. And this is what it said. The gate is closing on gates. So the gate began to close in 2020. It wasn't closed. It began to close. The gate is closing on gates. My power will be made manifest, stronger and more fierce than ever before, says the Lord of hosts this day. For the enemy shall not derail my plans. And just when he thinks he is causing rebellion, fear, and lawlessness to rise enough to seize power, one blow from my mighty right hand shall bring it crashing down, says the Lord of hosts this day, the righteous judge. I am the righteous judge, and I shall righteously judge those who have given themselves over to the enemy. I shall take their speech and their ability to make any sound argument, says the Lord. They shall go mad and lose their voice of influence, says the Lord. April 17th, 2020. The enemy has people as pieces on a chessboard and is quickly attempting to move them because we are about to see checkmate. That's capitals. The gates are closing, says the Lord. The gatekeepers will fall. April 8th, 2021. They will not speed up this clock. They will not skip ahead. There were secret plans to destroy this country, and you have backward rainbow groups working with secret orders, working with the gates of this world, working with the judges of the land to the highest court to alter the country's laws, the country spiritually, the family, the mind, to place their utopia capital as the ruling body. The Lord thy God has his capital own time clock, his capital timetable, his will, that's capital, and he sits on the throne, that's capital. And there is going to be some shaking, breaking, and bending as the Lord pushes back and makes sobering statements through his capital action to highlight the unholiest, blasphemous, perverse, and corrupt actions. So, gates are closing on gates. It's interesting. I'll tell you why, because this terminology started being used more and more. If you remember, just about, I don't know, a month ago or so, Israel threatened to, quote, open up the gates of hell when it came to Gaza. Now, I find that terminology very interesting, being that the abomination of desolation is going to happen there. But you started seeing this terminology come into play. And now suddenly here comes Gates again, wanting to dim the sun, which could cause catastrophes, right? And famine and hurricanes all over the earth. So keep that in mind and watch England, because England has opened up some doors that are going to cause a very, very serious backdraft in their nation, going all the way up to the highest seats in the royal family. So I would keep a close watch on England right now. There is going to be an incredible revival and renewal that comes out of England, but it's going to have to be a backdraft first. There's going to have to be a very serious backdraft first. And this is why you're seeing these things happen and them moving to do the things that they're doing. If you remember when Trump came in the first term, right? What did they say? Oh, a pandemic's going to hit, right? And now they're trying to dim the sun, knowing it could cause tropical disease and other things to move across the earth in certain ways. So if you're watching, they're trying to go through a back door in a way or a roundabout way to try to get the same result they got in 2020. But we as the church can intercede and pray before the throne of God, and that rebellion can be put down in the name of Jesus Christ. So that's happening. Now, while this is happening, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on in the world right now within this window. We're going to go to Iran. Iran is a ticking time bomb right now. I don't know how else to put it. It's a ticking time bomb. And so we're going to put up the article for you, because this also happened within this 50-day window that we are in right now. Massive explosion at Iranian port kills 40, injures about 1,000 more. Remember that number, 40. A massive explosion and fire that rocked a port Saturday in southern Iran, purportedly linked to a shipment of a chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant has killed at least 40 people and injured around 1,000 others, officials said. Helicopters and aircraft dump water on the raging fire through the night. Here's a backdraft. You see, this is the time of the backdraft. It's going to come in many forms into Sunday morning at the Shahid Rajaee port. The explosion happened just as Iran and the United States met Saturday in Oman. Oh, really? So do we, this is not a coincidence that this happened. So the United States and Iran go to meet. This enormous explosion rocks Iran. For the third round of negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. While no one in Iran outright suggested that the explosion came from an attack, even Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, who led the talks on Wednesday, acknowledged that our security services are on high alert given past instances of attempted sabotage and assassination operations designed to provoke a legitimate response. So that's a mouthful, but basically it's pointing in the direction that there was foul play. And this was purposely done because this shipment had to do with an ingredient they needed to make missiles. Miles away, even from the explosion, glass was blown out of buildings. So this rocked Iran. This shook Iran. So we have clips for you to play from words from the Lord that were given about this. And so we're going to play the clips now, and then we'll talk about it. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Iran is about to have another curtain torn and stockpiles exposed. For they chant death, death to what I have made, death to covenants in place. And for all the death they have shouted and sowed, so in this time that is what they so shall receive. Their time to repent has thinned to a vapor, and the Iranian regime shall be shaken and sifted, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down for the move they shall make. For a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran, says the Lord, and a very capital sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Turkey, says the Lord. For Turkey is about to rear up for a strike. Okay, so you had fire raining down on Iran. That was in one of the words. And then you had about their stockpiles, basically their stockpiles being dealt with. And that's what was coming in. It was a shipment in order for them to make missiles. And so we have other ones too, but we wanted to play those clips for you because, like I said, Iran is a powder keg right now. It's a powder keg. And Russia is going to get burned in the middle of this for choosing to... I'll tell you what they're doing in a minute, but for choosing to assist in the way they're assisting. Now, April 2nd, 2021, there was a word. And in that word, it says, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, bridges, trains, cargo, and shipping. Watch, says the Lord, just watch. July 13th, 2022, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a root canal, capital, says the Lord, a root, R-O-U-T-E now, canal, indeed, says the Lord, for squabbles over canals shall break out as unusual events surround them and the waterways near them, says the Lord, as there is a battle bubbling over control of the ports. This happened at one of their major ports in Iran. There's a battle bubbling over for control of the ports, says the Lord of hosts, especially one in particular. And then he goes into our nation on the West Coast, one in particular on the East Coast. Watch an attack on the ports, in some cases, literally, as odd occurrences with barges at sea shall occur, for their desperation has mounted to an alarming level as they are cornered. They have backed themselves into a corner, says the Lord, and now they shall be pinned on three sides, says the Lord of hosts, a triangular trap of their own making, says the Lord. Their feet shall now step into and ensnare them, says the Lord. So remember, Iran, Russia, and China met on Purim, a triangular agreement, right? And this word talks about the ports, barges, literal odd occurrences happening. And then you have the fact that these three happened to meet on Purim of this past year. February 10th, 2023, I, the Lord, hear their cries, and I, the Lord, am moving upon my firstborn to covertly assist the people of Iran. as leadership shall be removed under mysterious circumstances as some deep within the government of Iran are assisting Israel. The Bonhoeffers, who see the sheer evil of such leadership, I, the Lord, am protecting them and they are assisting Israel, capitals, for a big strike and blow is coming and it shall rattle the UN, how such was done, and China shall puff up once again and be hit in the core that deflates and decompresses them again. So look, that is part two that's coming, right? The first part is who's covertly assisting within the Iranian government right now, Israel. There are those within the Iranian government that are covertly assisting Israel right now to try to stop their own leaders from achieving the nuclear power that they want to achieve. November 15th, 2024, thus says the Lord, Iran, Iran, you have ran capital from the Lord long enough. Your wicked leadership have ran in the opposite direction of the ways of the Lord, and I, the Lord, have allowed the charges to mount capitals. In my courts, you shall be judged, restrained, and put down, for the bloodshed has been called to account, and the leader of Iran shall be toppled and subdued by my ox, says the Lord, my Aleph, says the Lord. For the sword you have so chased my children with shall now chase you, O leadership. Repent now, or you and your household shall fall. January 28th, 2025. I, the Lord, am announcing this day that I, the Lord, am going to fracture the back of the economy of China. That happened with the crash. That happened. That was the beginning of the fracturing of the back of the economy of China. For you shall be stifled from assisting Iran and Russia. These lines of communication shall be pinched and restricted for a time and a half, says the Lord. That's what's coming. Also March 12, 2025, Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been there for more than 40 years. Remember I told you the number 40? That number 40 is in the headline. Iran shall have an iron curtain torn that has been for more than 40 years, says the Lord. Yes, the 40-year mark is pivotal, says the Lord. And in the same word, the Lord says the ports are about to be battled for, says the Lord. Strategic global ports, says the Lord. That was March 12, 2025. That is one of the major ports in Iran that this explosion happened at. Also, April 4th, 2025, for Iran has been enticed, says the Lord. They have been enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court. That explosion was the warning of that coming. That explosion, which was a backdraft, it was an explosion coming from fire, is the indication that it's going next through the Ayatollah's court. He says, through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord, and the general, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down. For the move they shall make, for a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran. And the fact this fire happens within this fiery window between Passover and Pentecost is by no mistake that this is happening the way it is, because that is an indication of what is coming to the leadership of Iran. Iran is going to make a very, very foolish move and strike in the middle of this that is going to cost the Ayatollah's court dearly. I am telling you this now. They are being tempted to do this. They are going to foolishly come out and do this because they think they have the backing of Russia. They think they have the backing of Russia, but Trump just threatened to sanction Russia and Ukraine within an inch of their life, along with Iran, if they don't knock off what they're doing and they don't put an end to this war. So Iran thinks right now, and I'll show you why they're going to do what they're about to do, because they think they have the backing of Russia. Putin sent emergency planes to Iran after the blast at the port. Putin immediately comes to the aid of the Ayatollah when this explosion happens. Why do they do that? Why did this explosion happen? Well, we're going to put up the article because Russia is trying to fund something for Iran. So that's the first. Putin orders Russian emergency planes to Iran after blast. So right away, here's coming Russia to their rescue. But then the second article is the telltale sign. Russia to fund construction of new nuclear plant in Iran. On top of funding the construction of a new nuclear plant in Iran, Russia will supply Iran with 55 billion cubic meters per year. So this is the crux of it. Russia is helping Iran build their nuclear program. Why? Because, well, first of all, for the War of Ezekiel to happen, Russia and Iran kind of have to come together. And so we see that happening more and more. But these, at this port, what came in off of a barge, I guess it had to be off of a barge or a ship because it was at a port, was a shipment of chemicals that they needed, or propellant for missiles that they were building. So the materials for the missiles were destroyed. When that happens, Putin immediately sends in emergency planes while he is also helping them construct a nuclear plant, while he's also playing let's make a deal with President Trump when it comes to the war, you see. So while Putin's playing let's make a deal over here with Trump and Zelensky, right, he is funding the madness of the Ayatollah's court that wants to, quote, blow Israel and America off the map. And he's funding that nuclear pipe dream to help Iran do this. I'm going to tell you, both Putin and Zelensky are on thin ice right now, and it's going to crack and give way. They are both equally on thin ice. In fact, I had someone say to me recently, a pastor, I wouldn't be surprised if behind the scenes they were working together to both try to accomplish what they want in different areas and in different markets. And you know what? That's not so far-fetched anymore. It's not so far-fetched anymore with what we see going on. But I will tell you, they are on thin ice with what is going on. These are two souls that are going mad, that are seeking out things of the occult, that are seeking out other ways to maintain power, that are making alliances they have no business making, and that are trying to continue a war, at least on Zelensky's end, because of all the attention and money he is getting from it. But while Putin continues this, and Ukraine is in the headlines, Russia-Ukraine war is all in the headlines, Putin covertly met with China and Iran on Purim, and now is helping Iran build their nuclear program. So as long as this Russia-Ukraine war negotiations takes place, that's what dominates the headlines. And then he covertly has his hands all in the business of Iran, who is an enemy, at least the leadership of Iran is, who is an enemy of God, an enemy of his word, and an enemy of God's people. And this is who Putin has aligned himself with. And this is how the ice is going to crack beneath him, and he's going to fall through, because he is on thin ice with this. He is literally playing with fire right now. This is why this is going to be a fiery window, because these people are going to get burned, because they are choosing to play in the backyard and the playground of the kingdom of darkness and make contracts and deals and play Russian roulette and do these things. And they are tampering with a backdraft in their nation. He is tampering with a backdraft that's going to cost the Russian people dearly, Putin. Zelensky is tampering with a backdraft that's going to cost him his life, because his grace period is coming to a vapor. And so is that pudgy guy who runs North Korea. Let me tell you, his grace period is coming to thin to a vapor as well. Because they are playing in the playground of the kingdom of darkness. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof is not what we're supposed to be doing as the people of God. Putin does that. Has a form of godliness but denies the power whereof. While Zelensky's already ran and made a deal with the Witch of Endor for his power. Saul fell not long after that. You see, this is the time. We are entering a season where the kingdom is being torn away from the Sauls. I had talked about this on the last broadcast with the Pope and what happened December 17th, right? 2024, when the diocese that Pope Francis was at in Argentina before he became Pope. There's a statue of Peter. Lightning hit the statue, knocked the halo off, knocked the keys out of his hand, which represents authority. And that was the kingdom has been torn away from you. That moment. We are entering that time right now. We are entering that time where the kingdom, it's going to be very definitive, a marker where you see the kingdom being torn away from these Sauls, events happening that are so profound where they no longer have the anointing. They may hold the position for a little while longer, but they're just seat warmers at that point until the Lord appoints or allows the next one to come. But we have entered that time. This is why those in the Trump administration have to be careful for that very same reason, because Sauls go mad. Those who are Sauls, they end up going mad. They end up doing very destructive, erratic things within the confines of the kingdom or the department they have been given. And we have entered a time where it is the kingdom in very definitive, sobering ways. It's going to be defined that it is torn away from these Sauls. And you will see them go into a tailspin after that. Because that's what happened to Saul. When the kingdom was torn away, Saul went mad. Because the anointing lifted, he was in complete rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft, which is what he committed with the witch of Endor. He had that final meal, and then he fell in battle. One meal elevated Saul to king when Saul, as a young man, met Samuel, and he ate with Samuel, and it solidified that he was going to be king. And Saul's last meal with the witch of Endor solidified his fall. And that is what we're seeing happening. We're seeing them make deals at tables that is solidifying their falls. We're seeing them make deals with those in the kingdom of darkness. This is why the United States and the Trump administration has to be very, very careful about the contracts they make with other nations right now, about the trade deals they make with other nations right now, about what is in the terms of it, because they really could be committing in a way what Saul committed, and it will be nothing but to the detriment of the United States of America. If this is a nation under God, one nation under Almighty God, then God should be welcomed in to that trade table. I don't care who's sitting there, the leader of India, Putin, Zelensky, I don't care who it is. They need to shut their mouth, sit there, and allow the Trump administration to welcome the presence of God into that meeting, because we are in a very fiery time. We are in a time where leaders are going to be reckless. They are going to operate in complete recklessness as Saul did, that will bring their downfall, including in the parliament and the royal family of England. We are in Spain. Leadership of Spain is on notice. I'm telling you right now. Countdown clock is on. Grace period is thinning for the leadership of Spain, because that is the time we have entered. So keep that in mind, because it's a very fiery time, and we're coming into the time of the Acts Church as well. So we're coming into that time where, you know, we saw what happened with Simon the sorcerer, Ananias and Sapphira. The power is getting turned up on the church, and half the church ain't ready for it. This is why you see a righteous cleansing to a degree happen in the church. Is the enemy getting in there muddying things up? Yes. But this is why. Because we are coming into this time. And it's a very sobering time where the fear of the Lord is going to be the wisdom. It is going to be the wisdom that is needed by leaders. And I'm going to tell you something. That leader of North Korea is going to fall in a very shocking and unusual way. That's going to shock the globe. I'm just telling you right now, that's coming as well. So I think this is where I'm going to end. I felt the presence of the Lord on that. I did, though. Praise the Lord. I felt the fire and the presence of God on that because we are in that time. This window is just as serious. Look at everything that's happening. The other one was volatile. This one's fiery. And I believe this new pope, who's going to be a sign of the times, is going to step in immediately to one of the largest scandals we have ever seen at the Vatican. So I think that is going to be a mess. The new pope is most definitely very short into their term, is going to have to deal with. So watch for that as well. Praise the Lord. Okay. Just a few announcements very fast here, and then we'll end for tonight. So I'm going to be this Sunday at Church International with Robin Bullock and his family, the Sword of the Spirit Conference. Looking very forward to it. Hope to see you there. We're going to Warrior, Alabama. And then the next weekend, we're going to be at Engaged Ministries Tent Gathering for His Kingdom and Country. And basically, it's going to be in Lowell, Arkansas. There's going to be other guest speakers there as well. It's May 9th through 11th. So you can get more information on that as well. You can go to arcofgrace.org/events. That is there as well. Also, the Revelationary War. Thank you to everybody who has purchased the book so far. We're getting wonderful feedback about it. But if you haven't and you want to, it is available on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on Charisma Media, on arcofgrace.org. If you scroll down the main page, we actually have the link for Amazon right there. So if you can purchase the book, if you can get it for somebody that doesn't know the Lord, this will probably open their eyes to some things about the Lord that they've never thought of before. So that is out and available everywhere books are sold right now. Also, our app. If you could go to your app store and download the Ark of Grace Ministries app, we are doing push notifications out to everybody that's downloading the app. So you're going to get immediate notifications from us on many different topics, including broadcasts as well. So if you can go download the app, it's free. You can go to the Google App Store or the Apple Store, and you can get it there as well. Also, MyPillow. If you all could be a blessing to Mike Lindell right now, that would be wonderful. There's your action item. This is Duchess. She is on a MyPillow dog bed. Noble slept on one as well. They are very washable. They are very durable. They are so much more than just pillows. They also have pillow toppers, sheets, they have pajamas, bathrobes. I believe they even have coffee now, and they even have the My Cross, which was designed after the cross Mike Lindell, I believe, has worn for over 20 years. So you can use promo code ARC at MyPillow to save up to 66% and sometimes even more off of all MyPillow products. And Rafa. This is something me and Dr. Sherwood came together on. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. This is Rafa for women. So basically, when talking to a lot of my friends that are female, there was a common theme of things they were fighting or they were dealing with. And so this supplement was designed to support a woman's makeup. It was designed to help in many areas that we go through, things that we go through as women. And so Dr. Sherwood and I came together to make a supplement. And so this is Rafa for women. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry partners. It is there. We are getting a lot of wonderful feedback about that as well. And I'm happy me and Dr. Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute came together for that. Praise the Lord. Yes, and if you could like and subscribe and hit the notification bell, we'd appreciate it. And if you could share this broadcast, we would also appreciate it. So that is the end of the announcements for tonight. We're going to be back on Wednesday. So mark your calendars. We'll be back on Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's even more to get into and to go over. So we will announce, we will put it out, but mark your calendars for this Wednesday at 6 p.m. We will be back on and we will be putting out shorts as well. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you to our team and our moderators. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have other Psalms there as well. 35, you contend with those who contend with me. O Lord, you fight against those who fight against me. Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands in the way where sinners walk, or sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, who yields forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves do not wither, and all he puts his hand to shall prosper. That's the first part of Psalm 1. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, those scriptures from those chapters are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. I say those every single day. Why? Because the word of God is living and active. You have to activate it. You have to speak it. Jesus was the word and he spoke the word. Okay. And so we have to speak the word, and it is a sword. It is the sword of the spirit, and a sword is no good if you're not swinging it. So pick up your sword, get in the word of God every day and start swinging it, because it is living and active and current for every generation. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. There is a reason when they ask. This is what he taught them. There is an order to that prayer that has to do with our right heart posture coming before Almighty God. So please incorporate that as well into your prayer life. Also, Isaiah 40:31. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not be faint or grow tired. So the Isaiah 40:31 is also a time that believers are coming into if they will fully embrace what the Lord is doing in this nation. So just keep that, write down that scripture too. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint or grow tired. I think that's the way the scripture goes. So just keep that in mind as well. Very important times we're in, very fiery window we're in, coming into the time of the Acts Church. So just keep this in mind as we go forward. So thank you everyone for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you Wednesday. Hello everyone, Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, Go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.